Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. In this week's show, I explore risk. Are you taking enough risks? Do you avoid taking risks? Taking any risks? I say that is a bad strategy, and I'll give you one example. Times are changing incredibly rapidly, faster than ever. You therefore need to learn new ideas, new skills, new insights. But inherent is learning is risk of failure. If you avoid all risk, you avoid your chances of learning. Stick around, I've got lots to share with you. This weekly show is founded on the formula SA plus P equals S, self-awareness plus passion equals success. Since 1993, when I left my successful legal career to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have provoked, educated, inspired audiences, large and small, in conferences, in workshops, as an executive coach, in discovering and pursuing passion, because that's what makes your life a magnificent quest. I have written two books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance. I urge you to dive into them to gain further insight. I'm a co-author of The Seven Heavenly Virtues of Leadership. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So I hope this show provokes your attention to examining your life. Now, I ride bikes, as many of you know, and I ride bikes with not just one Irish guy, and I came across this wonderful quote, and it just so happens that my Irish mate Tom is married to Mary, and it was a message sent by an Irish guy to his wife. "Hi, Mary. I'm just at the pub with the lads. I'll be home in 20 minutes. If I'm not home in 20 minutes, please read this message again." Made me laugh. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. Red, the colour of passion. I wear it so that you think of me when you see red. You think of passion when you see red. And when you see red, you think of your own passion. Are you pursuing it? Each week I explore one big idea, not many ideas, one big idea that could change your life. I share with you a number of resources, a book, a song, a spiritual tip, a health tip, a great quote that will help you implement the one big idea. And some humor. As you've already experienced, if this is your first time on this podcast or YouTube, I always aim to lighten your life. This show is not politically correct. This show supports excellent addictions, including my addiction for coffee. I love the stuff. This show subscribes to the view that we have a soul, a spirit, a heart. Spiritual elements play a key part in my thinking of our life journey as human beings, and therefore plays a part in this show. Spirituality has a whole range of meanings. It is not limited to religion. It can, however, include religion. So, before we get to the big idea, let's review the week. The week after Easter. Well, right now the US Masters Golf is happening in Augusta, Georgia. There is some pressure being put on that tournament to take it away from Georgia because the Georgia state government is not behaving how Joe Biden and the Democrats would like. Outside here in Melbourne, there's wonderful rain, and I hope, as you're listening to this, I hope you can hear it in the background. It's pouring down. I love it. Ever since we've been through all these dry times, and indeed the dry movie, which I'll tell you about, very relevant to this week's episode, I have let go of the need to not have rain. Rain in Melbourne, in Victoria, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Rain in Australia is a wonderful thing. That idea of taking away the US Masters from the state of Georgia is really a subset of a whole bunch of conversations happening in America between states and the federal government. Same structure as Canada, same structure as Australia. We have debates between the states and the federal government. It is a wonderful element of democracy that these debates happen. One of the great challenges that we have is that those debates have really become far less respectful than they used to be, and we now attack people who have different views to our own. But President Biden is threatening to amend the Second Amendment, and the steps that he's proposing are being resisted by Republican governors of various states. Watch this space. There is the Chinese alleged threat, the geopolitical issues around China, America, Australia. There's the Belt and Road Initiative has been in the news, where the Chinese government funds infrastructure developments, lends money, and then takes control of those infrastructure developments, such as the major port in Sri Lanka. Interestingly, in Australia, the Darwin port has been leased to Chinese interests for 99 years. Interesting, poor strategic decision, I would have thought, by the Australian government. The vaccine debate goes on during the week. Watch that space as well. I urge you to take an interest in it. And over the course of the week, since Easter, I have maintained and continue to maintain my exercise regime, my ongoing commitment to my health. I hope each time I say that, it helps you to think about whether or not you are looking after your health, your mental, your physical, your spiritual health. Now, for today's big idea, before I do, I urge you to subscribe to this YouTube channel by pressing down below, subscribe to the podcast, if you're listening as a podcast. It's the same content. You get to see me on the YouTube channel, of course. Sign up for Passion Points to Ponder on our websites, coves.com, where you can learn about corporate programs, public programs, and charlescoves.com. where I talk about the self-awareness and passion quest. I hope you will be receiving at some point in time an invitation to a live masterclass that I'm now doing quite frequently on the self-awareness and passion quest, and share with you 15 practical tools, each one of which could transform your life. Now, to today's big idea. Are you taking enough risks? I say that avoiding all risk is a bad strategy. Today's topic is inspired by an article in the Australian Newspapers magazine this week on the movie industry. And when you look at the movie industry, it's an incredibly risky industry. Big risk, but big reward. Indeed, I have found in life that you can't get big rewards by taking no risks. One of my friends, with another friend with whom I ride bikes, you see, this bike riding business can be very good for building relationships. One of my friends is a film producer, a producer of a number of movies, and one of those movies is The Dry. So if you haven't seen it yet, please see it. The director is Rob Connolly, a successful Australian director, and the movie The Dry has now exceeded $20 million in takings. The article beautifully encapsulated the risks of the movie industry. And the quote of the week, I will share it with you now because it's part of the article, is a quote that Rob Connolly, the film's director, shared. And he said, "Risk. Art is nothing without it." Producer John Maynard, a mentor and early collaborator of Connolly, drilled this into him, and here's the quote: "Unless you have the guts to walk to the precipice of complete and utter failure, you will only ever do mediocre work." There you are. There's your quote, and there's a brilliant, brilliant idea. You have to take risk for you to develop into what you are capable of becoming. I urge you to dare to risk failure, because your magnificence can only be unleashed upon the world through taking risks of doing so. Now, we have this illusion of security. I don't want to take risks. I want to avoid risk because I want to feel safe. I want to feel secure. Helen Keller, the blind, mute American, one of her wonderful, wonderful quotes is that life is either a daring adventure or nothing. There is an illusion of security. Security does not exist in nature. My hero, Buckminster Fuller, who was awarded 47 honorary doctorates, regular viewers and listeners have heard me talk about Buckminster Fuller. He says this about jobs and security. Here's his quote from Bucky Works, a wonderful book that I've previously recommended. "The usual reason for working at futile, boring jobs is that you have to make money in order to live. There's rent to pay, food to buy, perhaps a car or a child that needs your care." Bucky noted with irony that 70% of all jobs do not produce life support. Many are with his metaphorical firm Obnoxico, a growing mega corporation flooding the world with needless knickknacks. Working life's hours away at that sort of enterprise soon reduces people to robots, a heavy price to pay for security. The goal is a good life later, like heaven. Workers work for financial security with a health plan and the prospect of a pleasant retirement. Buckminster Fuller did not think much of that way of life. It is not what we were designed and built to do. A very small disturbance, illness or accident will severely disrupt a person on the 9-to-5 security path. Much hard-earned money is spent on insurance that is not very sure. That cautious and obedient life strategy brings the illusion of security to many, but dependable security to very few. We are not designed to be risk avoiders. That's my proposition to you. I look at life in its magnificence, seeking a life where you don't ever get into trouble, where you don't ever have difficulties, is a bad strategy. All my life, I have taken risks. I take calculated risks. And it ties into my philosophy. And one of the issues that we have to take into account when thinking about risks is, how capable are we? How capable are you? And your belief about your capability, about your competence, is going to be the backstop, if you like, that is preventing you from taking risks. I've taken risks. I've put all of my assets on the line, willing to do so. But you don't have to do that. On the other hand, if you take none of them, then you are squashing your capability so much. And so this fear about risk, I consider, ties into your belief about you. And so start to explore, gosh, how capable do I believe I am? And I suggest to you that you are incredibly capable, because when you look at all of the achievements in your life, all of the steps that you have taken to date, there is evidence of your capability and your capacity. The question is, are you giving too much attention to what you don't know rather than what you do know and what you want to learn? The beauty of risk-taking is it puts you under pressure if it goes wrong. And the beauty of pressure is it forces you to pop through to new awareness, to new capability of what you are actually capable of. It's like putting children under pressure in school, in their learning journey. If you protect them from all difficulty, from all risk, you never put them under pressure, they will never pop through to new levels of awareness, new levels of skill development, new levels of self-confidence, self-esteem, self-belief. I want you to think about what would happen if you had to do what my parents did, which was to leave hungry and come to Australia with nothing. If you had to leave your current country and go to another country where you could not speak the language with just a suitcase, I suggest to you that almost all of you would survive. Would you want to do it? No, my parents didn't want to become refugees. Would you? But would you be capable of doing it? I say you would, because the pressure of having to survive would pop you through two new levels of competence. So we live in incredibly changing times, fast changing times. Everything around us is changing so rapidly. We need to keep learning. We need to be open to new possibilities. That's why we have to take risks, because learning is a risky business. When you learn something new, inherent in that is a risk of mistake making. Every time. You cannot develop any new skill without making mistakes. That's the risk. And then you have a risk of failure, a risk of embarrassment, a risk of looking bad. But we have to do that. Otherwise, you become less and less capable. You like shrivel up in yourself, in your physical body. Your spirit gets diminished because you have been so worried about taking risks. Please re-examine, rethink, examine your life. Become aware of what your true risk appetite is, and don't get sucked into this idea that a secure life is a good life. To some, security is okay, but being trapped by security will trap you forever. I say avoiding risk is a bad strategy. Embrace the magnificence of your capability by living life in a way that unleashes your true genius, your magnificence. Go and make a magnificent movie of your life. And when people see your life, they go, what a masterpiece. It's a great vision to have in your mind. So let's now look at the resources. The quote for the week I've shared with you already in my monologue. I'll say it again at this point in time for these six resources I share with you. Unless you have the guts to walk to the precipice of complete and utter failure, you will only ever do mediocre work. That's from John Maynard, a film producer. I love it. My book of the week is by Bill Glazer. I'll hold it up here. Outrageous Advertising. Julie will always put it up there as well, but outrageous advertising. You see, it's risky to do outrageous advertising, but the evidence shows it works far more effectively than boring, dull, safe advertising. My song of the week is by The Byrds, To everything turn, 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 there is a season, turn. So similar with risk. There's a time for risk. There is a time for security. There's a time for safety. There's a time for danger. And the last verse of the song, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late. It's a beautiful song about the seasons of life and taking risk. You know, if you take the risk, you won't die of boredom. That's one of the great benefits. You won't come home and say, I'm bored. No, you won't. You're in the risk game. My spiritual tip for you is to pray for insight about your true spiritual nature and your spiritual attitude to risk. My health tip for you is to find suppliers of organic foods, of organic fruit and vegetables. I haven't suggested that to you previously, but there are good sources wherever you live. You can hunt them down. You can start to spend more time understanding the importance of the quality of the food that you put into this amazing, magnificent physical body of yours. And now that I've got passionate about risk-taking, it's time for a joke. A spot of humour before we wrap up. And it's a story of a group of people in an elevator that malfunctioned. And there were two emergency numbers on the wall of the elevator, and they rang the number, or one of them rang the number, and explained the situation. And after a long pause, the voice on the other end said, I hope you can hear that rain. No, he didn't say that. I don't know what you expect me to do. I'm a psychologist. A psychologist. The caller replied, your phone is listed here as an emergency number. Can't you help us? Well, he finally responded in a measured tone, how do you feel about being stuck in an elevator? I love psychological jokes, since this show is all about psychology and self-awareness. So, that's about it for today's big idea. I hope I've provoked you to start rethinking, to re-looking, to reconsidering your attitude to risk. I hope some ideas I've shared with you may unlock more of your genius. I invite you again to visit our websites, Coves.com, CharlesCoves.com. You can invest in my books, Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance. Please subscribe to the YouTube or the podcast, and please share this show with your friends, with your family, with your networks. I would be most grateful. And in the week to come, may you have a passion-filled week. And I hope you can hear this with the lovely, lovely rain in the background. Go and take some risks that you would not otherwise do. Send me an email to charles@coves.com. Tell me about any risks that you have taken. Of course, if you have any questions about anything that arises for you from this show, you're most welcome to ask me any questions. Have a great week. Thanks for being with us. I look forward to being with you next week in the Charles Coves Show.